Did you buy anything?
I didn't.
No.
I didn't. No. Looked at a lot of stuff.
You didn't get a top hat with the goggles?
No.
Oh, come on, man.
No. No. No.
I want to see a steampunk outfit on you next time we go to MegaCon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Call you Professor or something or other.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm all right. How's things?
Fantastic.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you have a good week?
It was fine.
Yeah?
It was fine. Yeah, nothing exciting.
No.
It was warm. It was cold. It was warm. It was cold. They were waiting for rain.
Typical Florida weather, huh?
Yes.
Nice. It's just cold here.
Well, that's good.
It doesn't get warm. But, you know, whatever. I spent most of my week tearing down and rebuilding a 3D printer.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah. I'm getting really nerdy in my old age.
Right.
I'm learning how to tweak a 3D printer for maximum dimensional accuracy. I know you're thrilled beyond words, but
yeah, okay.
It's exciting.
Is it?
It's things that I never thought I could do.
Okay.
What?
Nothing. I think that's great.
I need skills as I get older.
You do.
Especially as like automation is taking over my industry.
Well, yeah.
Now that you can do a fucking animated video in 5 minutes on some stupid website.
It's fantastic.
No, it's not.
It's the future.
No, it's not.
It's the future. You either catch up or get passed on by. This is it. You don't need skills. You don't need talent. You just need a computer.
That's right.
Welcome to the future.
That's right. I just read something. There was somebody who was it Elon Musk was saying that the future with automation is not something to be feared. It's actually something to be embraced because it means you're going to have more time to do the stuff you want to do. And I was like, well, that's great and all, but how do you make money?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, that's great.
By owning the automation,
I guess.
And if you don't own the automation, I think what it means is it'll give him more time to do what he wants to do.
He's already going to Mars. I mean, what the hell else does he want to do? You gonna go watch the big liftoff?
No.
That's coming up?
Yeah, whatever.
It's right in your backyard, man.
No, it's not.
You literally, all you have to do is go outside to look at it.
I would have to, like, stand on the corner of the street. Not gonna do that.
Why?
It's just too far away. Oh. Too much effort.
I can drive your car down there. Watch it from your car. It's historic.
It's not historic.
Yes, it is. It's the first launch of Falcon Heavy.
Oh, whatever. You know, when it comes back from Mars, then let me know.
Well,
then
half of it will come back almost immediately.
Well, yeah.
And land, which is the amazing part about that. Do you just not appreciate, like, what you have near you? Is that what's going on?
Well, I do. I do, but I don't.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm just not interested. It's not going to be any benefit in my lifetime. I'm not going to be living on the moon. Not going to vacation to Venus. Why bother?
Well, you got a better chance about living on the moon than you do about going to Venus.
Well, yeah. I could head towards Venus.
Well. Yeah, but you always said that if you had the opportunity, you wouldn't leave the planet anyway.
No, I don't think so. It takes so long. I mean, if you could beam somewhere, I think that'd be great. But, I mean, I hate traveling as it is. I like being in different places. I just don't like the getting there stuff.
Well, okay, what if it's a system of suspension where you're asleep? For 9 months to Mars, it's the best sleep you've ever had.
Well, no, because you're still aging. You're still 9 months older.
Eh, kinda.
No, your body will still age.
But not as fast as it would on Earth.
Oh.
Your aging is directly linked to gravity.
I want to step into a portal and be somewhere else. And then when I'm done, I just want to go back to the Stargate, and here I am back in my house.
Yeah, but now there's all that stuff of like if they were to transport you somewhere, it wouldn't actually be you on the other side.
Well, who would it be?
It would be a copy of you, and you would cease to exist the moment that they broke apart your body for transport.
But it would still be a copy.
Yeah, but
it would still
you
be
wouldn't.
Me.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have. It wouldn't be you carrying on your life. Like, you'd be gone.
But it would be me.
It'd be a version of you. You wouldn't actually be aware of it. You'd go
so
into
what's
a thing.
Difference?
You'd go into a. You'd go into a little box.
Uh-huh.
You'd say, "Beam me up, Scotty."
Yeah.
It would tear you apart into little tiny pieces of information for travel, and you'd pretty much be dead.
Right.
Then it transfers a copy of you to your destination. You get reassembled on the pad, but it's not actually you. It's a version of you, and you have, like, you're done. That version of you gets to live on.
But it's still you. It's still your memories. It's still your personality. It still looks like you. It still sounds like you.
Yeah, but the version of you that got on the pad would be dead.
But this would be an identical copy of that version of me. So I'm not really dead.
Yeah, but your consciousness would not be transferred into the new body.
What do you mean? So you're saying that it would be a new shell?
Yes.
With none of my experiences?
It would, but your consciousness, the
yes.
thing that makes you John.
Yes.
Like, if you said to me, "Hey, I'll call you when I get to Mars." The person that calls me is not you.
But it's me.
Technically, but it's not your... The consciousness that steps on the pad is not the same consciousness that ends up wherever you get transported to.
So what does that mean?
It means that you die on the pad. And the version of you that carries on is not the same John.
But it's me. You're losing me. You've totally lost me.
Okay.
So it's me, but it's not me.
Right. It looks like you. It sounds like you. It has your memories, but the person that you are right now isn't going to make any more memories.
But the new one will make more memories based on the old memories.
Yes, but it's not technically you.
But it will still have my memories. Yes?
Yes,
no.
But your life ends when you get on the transporter pad.
But a new life begins. Right? What are you trying to prove? What are you trying to prove? You're not saying anything.
I'm trying to prove that the whole idea of transporting somewhere is worse than just going to sleep for 9 months.
Well, I'm not talking like a scientific transporter beam like in Willy Wonka. I'm talking a tear in the universe opens and you step through it. And there you are at the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
And you have lunch and you walk around and you pet the burros. And then you're done and you go through another tear in the fabric of the universe and you're back on your couch.
Okay. So we're not talking scientific fact. We're talking science fiction then.
We're talking My New Reality.
Okay. Okay. Is this the one where you have the Raiders of the Lost Ark theme bar?
Yes, okay. The Wall of Souls.
Yes. You've been thinking about that, haven't you?
I have.
Yeah, see?
I've already hired a staff.
Where's my kickback?
Well, we got to make money first.
Oh, okay. Do we get a bonus?
No. Oh. No. You get an intern, though.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Fine. Be that way. All right. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not talking about like some kind of particle regeneration thing. I'm saying that you're here and then you twitch your nose like Samantha and you're somewhere else.
Okay.
And then when you're done, see, when they perfect that, that's when it'll be good. But until then, I'm not leaving the planet.
even for the experience of being the first person somewhere.
I don't have the patience for that shit anymore.
Living on in infamy because you were the first person to climb a mountain on Mars.
No. Why? Stuck eating potatoes for the rest of my life? That's going to suck.
Hey, that's an awesome movie.
All that starch? Come on.
All right, fine, whatever.
If you want to do it, that's fine. Send me a postcard.
I will.
I'm good. Okay.
I would totally take that. If they said, hey, we want you to be the first person to video and edit these things on Mars to show people, I'd totally be on that rocket.
Really?
Yeah.
And how long is it going to take?
At the longest, 9 months.
Nah, that's too far. It's 9 months. I mean, imagine what your DVR is going to look like.
Well, they're beaming you information. I'm sure they could beam you the shows.
So for 9 months, you're like on a galactic cruise ship?
Well, sure. I mean, that's one way to do it. The hibernation is another.
Yeah. See, the hibernation thing is the one that's going to kill me, because then it's like, you know, you've got so much to catch up on. I mean, a lot can happen in 9 months.
Is there really, though? I mean, think of the last 9 months of your life.
Oh, my God. I mean...
Well, okay, you're a bad example.
Kim and Kanye had another baby.
You're a bad example because you actually do a whole lot of shit in your life. For the average person...
Uh-huh.
Think about 9 months of your life. There's nothing that can't be caught up on later on. You start paring down your life. There's not that many TV shows to watch.
Would you take your family with you?
Some of them.
Okay. All right.
What... You don't think that'd be an incredible experience?
I don't have any interest in it. I don't care.
I don't know, man. There's excitement there.
There's no excitement there. What happens when it goes wrong? Because you know nothing goes right the first time.
Well, you don't go on the first one.
I want to be like the 3,000th person on Mars. When there's like no hotels and McDonald's and stuff. I don't want to be like the first. Like, oh, crap. Now I got to build a house? Come on.
Well, there's habitats. They'd send shit with you. They're not going to they're not gonna make you dig into the side of a mountain.
They're not going to be good.
You don't know that.
Yeah, no, they're not. I can tell. I just know.
Such a hard sell you are.
I am. Make it worth my while.
What if they wanted you to open the first theme park on a different planet?
No, sorry. It's a big enough pain in the ass to do it on Earth. Why would I want to do it somewhere else?
Because your name would, you would live on forever in the annals of history.
Yeah. I'm good. But thanks.
There'd be some book somewhere that some kid downloads into their eyeballs and in the future where your name is listed as one of the pioneers of space travel.
Oh, who gives a shit? And what good is that going to do me? Really? What's that going to do me?
Live on in infamy.
I don't want to live on in infamy.
You just want to be dead?
Yeah. Leave me alone. Get off my lawn. Leave me alone.
Jeez. All right, fine. Damn. Such a hard sell you are.
I am.
All right, whatever. I guess we should move on then.
All right.
to circle around back to something that we discussed last week.
Uh-huh.
Turns out the Dundee thing was
a hoax. Yes.
It's nothing more but a Super Bowl ad for an Australian
tourism
board.
Yes.
That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, and if that's what it's for, it's not a really good ad.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what the actual thing is at the Super Bowl. How they actually play it.
Yeah.
And another thing we haven't gotten this week, fucking Solo trailer.
Trailer?
God damn it.
Yeah.
So, one of the websites was saying, you think it'll come out on the Super Bowl? And then they were like, no, probably not.
Well, at that point, you're 2 months away from it opening, so... I don't know.
I know.
That doesn't bode very well.
The only thing that I can think of is that they're going to push it back to Christmas.
That's not going to go over well.
But wouldn't you rather have them say, look, we need some extra time to make this the best film possible. So we're going to push it back and here's a trailer.
Yeah.
And then it's on the schedule of their other films where they go to Comic-Con and they release the behind the scenes one. And then they do the full trailer come September. And then that comes out in December rather than here's this half-hearted fucking trailer that we've been hanging on to. Cause we don't really know how you're going to think of this.
Yeah. Well, Disney does have two spots booked for the Super Bowl.
Avengers.
Uh-huh.
And I bet
and
you
DVD.
And I bet you Black Panther.
Isn't Black Panther out yet? It feels like it's out.
No, middle of February. February 15th. No, 16th. Could take your Valentine to it.
I don't know. That's one of those movies I don't think I'm going to see.
What, Black Panther?
Yeah.
How come? You racist?
I don't know. Yeah.
You don't like
much.
Black people?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it looks like Coming to America with superheroes.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, you may as well throw Eddie Murphy in there as the villain.
He's probably the only...
You got to call him Black Panther? Why can't you call him Panther? Why is it going to be Black Panther,
That's something you got to bring up in... to Marvel.
Yeah.
Because Marvel named him.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Harvey Birdman?
Yes.
There was an episode where they had... Oh, God, what was... It was a black superhero. Oh, God, what... Jesus.
Super Pudge?
No. No. Harvey Birdman.
Did you type in Harvey Birdman black?
No.
Oh. Okay. Because I would have.
Okay. So it was Black Vulcan was the character that was up on the stand. And they were talking about they were asking him questions, and he was like, "You really think I came up with the name Black Vulcan? You think I did that? No, they got me kicking around the superhero pad while everybody else is out thinking I'm going to be looting the place." And he was talking about, he was like, "You know, we don't call Aquaman White Fish."
Maybe we should.
Well, maybe we should. Did you watch did you watch Black Lightning? Speaking of black superheroes named Black something?
No, I didn't.
I did not watch the second one. I've only watched the first.
Did you watch Arrow?
I did.
So what's his name? Michael Emerson walks into Oliver's office and introduces himself as Ben Gale.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So the Meta train rolled into the station pretty hard.
Yes.
And yeah, I guess that was the writers trying to be funny or clever.
Okay.
Yeah. As soon as I heard that, I was like, what? Come on.
I heard and it's like, huh? Is that a cup of slusho on his desk?
But do you think that we're far enough removed from Lost where a lot of people wouldn't get that reference?
I don't know. Do you think it's just thrown in there for people like us?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think it's now because Lost was out at a time before the superhero shows really hit, and it was kind of a comic book type of TV show. Like there was some fantastical elements about that where they were like it could have made a decent comic book. So I'm wondering whether or not, you know, they're like, well, it's the same kind of nerdy crowd. Or do you think Michael Emerson did that as an ad lib and they just kind of left it in?
And they kept it? I don't know. It felt out of place. It felt like a groaner as opposed to, oh, cool. It's like, oh, really?
Well, I don't know. It would be interesting to know who wrote that.
Uh-huh.
Whether it be the actual writers or Michael Emerson was like, hey, I've got this funny idea. For all my homies from Lost that watch the show, they'll go apeshit when they hear me say Ben Gale. I mean, it is interesting because if Ben Linus on Lost was a computer genius, it'd be the same character.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Cause didn't he have like a daughter or something that died on that show? On Lost?
The daughter was the girl that Mira Furlan was looking for, whatever her name was.
Okay.
Remember, she just kept saying the girl's name.
Right. So, okay. So this is pretty much the same exact character.
Yeah.
Maybe this is Ben Linus after he gets off the island.
Ooh.
Before he starts hanging out with Hurley on a full-time basis.
Yeah, I was just going to say, all of a sudden Hugo shows up.
He's like, hey, I just got to go do a thing in Star City. I'll be back. Or what if Lost... What if this is like way before Lost happens? Because they never really tell you a year. Well, I guess they do kind of say it's 2017 or 2018. I mean, it's still a better show than fucking Flash this year. Did you watch the Flash episode?
Yeah.
With Goldberg from the WWE?
Yeah. His buddy.
Well, it's funny because if you look up Big Sur in like the Marvel database, he's a mentally challenged big dude.
Right.
Who doesn't really know his own strength and somehow becomes a superhero. That's not how they're playing this one. I'm sure they were like, so, we'd like you to be slow. No, I'm not going to do that. Okay, well.
Yeah.
Ah. When does Gotham start up again?
I don't know. Joker's coming, though.
That's right, because they're going to bring back the Joker dude.
But it's not Jerome.
I thought it was Jerome.
Jerome inspires the Joker.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's still Jerome that's coming back, right?
Jerome is coming back, but Jerome is not playing the Joker.
No, he's proto-Joker.
Yeah, comes back March 1st.
There was an interview online with the guy that plays Gordon. And they, I guess the interviewer asked him, like, they might as well just put you in the Batman outfit. Because at this point, you're Batman.
Yeah.
And he was like, and his response was, well, there's nothing saying that Bruce Wayne was the first Batman. And I was like, oh, God, please don't. Don't do that.
No.
It's bad enough that they keep bringing back characters that have supposedly died.
Yeah, well.
We don't really need a first Batman.
What, he's proto-Batman?
He's the Grey Ghost.
Now, see, that would be cool.
But
the Grey Ghost is, like, so much older than...
Well,
Bruce Wayne.
There's probably a good 15 years, 20 years between Gordon and Bruce Wayne at this point. And there was an episode, I think, in either the first or second season where there was somebody bombing, like, places dressed as the Grey Ghost from, like, the animated series. But that doesn't mean they couldn't bring him back. Because they've already done the Red Hood gang.
Yeah.
And that's not supposed to happen for a while. I am kind of excited, though. I don't know if you've seen the pictures of the Titans TV show.
I have not.
They've released pictures of Hawk and Dove and Robin. And the Robin outfit actually looks pretty cool.
Hmm.
Look it up. We'll wait. I don't know whether or not it's going to be on CW or something else. But there was talk at one point of putting Wally West on there and moving him from The Flash. They're already moving him onto Legends of Tomorrow, but he's going to go back to The Flash. And I think it'd be cool if they showed him, like, on that show too.
Okay.
And apparently he's going to go from, on the Titan show, he's going to go from Robin to Nightwing, so.
Yes!
And there might be, they might even, like, do it in, like, flashbacks of showing him as Robin, but, like, in current day, he's Nightwing.
Uh-huh.
You know, shit like that.
Okay. We'll see.
Burt Ward is, like, his mentor.
Yeah, right.
Only if you talk about my animal rescue.
Only if Robin has an animal rescue.
Yeah.
So all these strays running around the Batcave now. Yeah, no.
No?
No, we'll have to see.
Oh, fine. Because they're big into that over on the CW of bringing back past characters from TV shows.
Yes, they are.
Like the woman who played Trickster Jr.'s mother was originally Frank in the 1990 Flash.
Yes. So... Mark Hamill's gone, or he's in another timeline?
I just don't think they were able to get him.
Okay, because I was like, why is there a new Trickster? I'm confused.
That's his son.
Well, yeah, I got that.
And he's been in another episode before. But I just don't think they were able to get Mark to come back. He's too busy on the press tour.
Yeah, could be.
He's very important, you know.
Well, yeah, he is.
He's Grandfather Geek.
That he is. That he is. Have you been watching the new X-Files?
I haven't. I was never really a fan of the X-Files when it was out.
Oh, really?
It was too Monster of the Week.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what it is.
Well, yeah, but like I wanted like a story.
Well, they'll get to that eventually.
Has it been good?
It's just very odd that the yeah, but it's been Freak of the Week.
Okay.
This past episode was really good. It was about the Mandela Effect.
Oh, okay.
And that was kind of cool. That, you know, they explained, you know, how masses of people have total different memories of the exact same thing. Like, people thought that Nelson Mandela died in prison back in the 80s, but he didn't die until, you know, a few years ago.
Right. The Berenstain Bears.
Berenstain Bears.
Berenstain or Berenstein? I knew Berenstain. Them as the Berenstein Bears, personally.
See, a lot of people do.
I mean, I know that the theory is, like, at some point in the past, something happened and two timelines merged.
Well, because there's lots of things like that. Like, people insist that Oscar Mayer was spelt M-E-Y-E-R, and now it's spelled M-A-Y-E-R.
Okay.
Explain that.
I always knew it as M-A-Y-E-R.
Because of the song.
Right.
Right. Well, what about that cable TV show with the four girls and the girl who looks like a horse? Sarah Jessica Parker?
Sex and the City?
See? It's not. It's Sex and the City.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I think everybody knows the Shazam one.
Right. About Sinbad playing a genie in a movie somewhere.
Now, see, I remember I worked in a movie theater back when all that was supposed to be happening, and I kind of remember that.
So do you think the aliens, like, messed with our timeline and somehow switched threads, or...
I think somebody in the future goes back to stop Trump.
Oh, we can only hope. Oh.
And winds up fucking the timeline. And now...
And that's why Pikachu's tail isn't black anymore.
And whatever it did caused Nelson Mandela to live longer.
But not long enough to save us.
That's right.
Oh, that's too bad.
Maybe that's the attempt. Maybe they, like the next time they go back, they have to get him a few more years into the future.
Or they get him a few more years back.
Well.
You know, it's like killing baby Hitler.
Killing baby Trump?
Yes. Now he's getting divorced.
Well, you know what? You fuck around on your wife after she gives birth to a child?
Yeah.
Shit's gonna
happen. With a porn star.
Yeah. But now we're footing the bill for fucking security at a hotel again.
Well, yeah. And new toilets on Air Force One. Or no, new refrigerators.
New refrigerators. $24 yep. million. Dollars.
Yeah. That's remember so he can take his McDonald's with him?
Remember when he first took office and he was pissed because they were building a new Air Force One?
Well, it's because the black guy was building a new Air Force One. See, though, it's no problem. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It's exactly what it is. If it weren't for that black guy, we would not have Trump as president.
It's all Seth Meyers' fault.
Well, yeah.
He's the one that made fun of him at the correspondence dinner. And apparently that's when Trump said that he had decided to run, so. Let's blame Seth Meyers.
Okay.
And I like Seth Meyers. I think his closer look segments are very well done.
Yes.
But we still have to blame him for Trump. That's just the way it goes. Sorry. What do you think of the news that next year they're filming Indiana Jones 5?
Like I said, this is Harrison Ford going back to wipe out all of his history.
Well, I mean, it's very smart of him at the end of, well, I don't want to say it's the end of his career, but as he gets up there in age, to go back to all the franchises that made him stand out and do another entry into all of them. Is this a smart move? Maybe they can do something better than Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. I hope.
Maybe.
I think they should bring Shia back just for shits and giggles.
I don't think they'll bring Shia LaBeouf back.
I mean, one of the things that Spielberg said after everybody bitched that he had raped their childhood was basically like, how many years after the third movie did that one come out? 20?
Yeah.
So he was like, look, we're never going to do what you guys had in your head. It's the same argument people are making for Star Wars now. Is you guys all have your own idea of what we should be doing. That's not what we decided to do. But I think he felt bad enough to where he wants to do another Indiana Jones film just to make it up to people.
Do you think that's really what it is?
I mean, he doesn't need the money. It's not, nobody involved needs the money at this point. Maybe what's her name that plays Marion?
Karen Allen.
Maybe she needs the money. Harrison Ford doesn't.
Yeah.
George Lucas doesn't. Spielberg doesn't. I mean, Spielberg got to make a film with pieces of his other films in it in Ready Player One. Like, we've reached the meta part for Steven Spielberg now, where he just is looping back on himself.
Right.
So I just think that, like, this is, maybe they just want to make it up to people. You know, no more CG monkeys.
Right.
Doesn't have to look that hyper real. I wouldn't even mind if they did like a young Indiana Jones thing where it's old Indy telling the story of an adventure of young Indy.
Well, and that's been talked about, that could be the premise. That Harrison Ford would kind of set up the story and then it goes back in time.
I think that'd be smart.
Yeah.
Because then you don't have to, like, dude shattering bones left and right here. Like, he shouldn't be running around with a whip.
Yes.
But if it was somebody, if they tied it to, like, they find Indy in a bar at the age of 80 or whatever Harrison Ford's going to be, and they're looking for a medallion that he got when he was 20, you could have him tell that story and then have somebody else be young Indiana Jones. I still think Chris Pratt.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You've seen the picture that somebody photoshopped, didn't you?
No.
Of him as Indiana Jones?
Well, maybe
Jones?
I did. Maybe I did.
He looks really good. I mean, you know, I can kind of see them going, who's the hottest star right now?
And no, you know what I want to see? I want to see James Corden as Indiana Jones. He was an awkward kid.
So Indy was a fat young. Well, I mean, James yes. Corden is not that young.
I know. I still think it'd be funny.
Do we do the thing where he breaks the fourth wall and he looks at the camera and says, "You're going to have to suspend some disbelief here"?
Yes.
I don't know. I think that'd be a smart move. Cause it would be different, but they'd be able to actually shoot a film where they could do the stunts and all the stuff that an Indiana Jones film is famous for. And not so much CG.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I mean, I'd be all up for a new young Indiana Jones. I loved the series. I loved what they did with the series, that it was Indy at two different ages. You know, when he was just kind of traveling around the world as his little Henry.
Right.
And then the teen version when he, like, joins World War I.
Yeah, I mean, and that was apparently they did a lot of that. A lot of the stuff in that TV show was designed to test for the prequels.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot of CG work in there that you would never know is there.
Right.
Because they wanted to see if they could do it. But
right.
I do think that, like, that would be a good way to carry on the further adventures of Indiana Jones without Harrison Ford, if they really want to do that.
It would be interesting to see if it would stand up, because you've got what are we going to have? We're going to have 12. Well, we're going to have 11 Star Wars movies by the end of the year, and we're only on the fifth Indiana Jones.
Yeah, but Indiana Jones is a different animal altogether.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, Star Wars was at the time.
Yeah, but there's not a billion-dollar Indiana Jones toy industry.
Well, there could be. I would buy it.
Well, that's why I'm saying you would have to put somebody in there with some recognition of the audience today.
Right.
That's why it's either Chris Pratt or somebody like that, where they can look and be like, people will want action figures of Chris Pratt as Indiana Jones.
I guess.
Maybe Tom Holland.
Who's Tom Holland?
The new Spider-Man.
Oh. I think they just start making a series of movies about characters when they were younger, you know. We've got Solo, we'll have Leia, we'll have Vader. Oh, wait.
They already did that one.
Yeah, it didn't really work out
over
well, did it?
Over three movies.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you're going to get an old Obi-Wan movie.
Are we really?
Yeah. I think so.
With Ewan McGregor?
If they would be foolish not to use Ewan McGregor again.
So this would be Obi-Wan
in between 3 and 4.
In between 3 and 4.
Yes.
While
he's on Tatooine or
living out in the woods pretending he's a Bantha. That would be kind of funny that it's a movie with only one actor in it. And it's just his daily life.
There you go.
Here he is sweeping the cave. Here he is milking the Bantha.
Yeah, see, they've already tried that, and it didn't work out too well.
Yeah.
I do think it's funny that Rian Johnson is now coming out to defend his film. It's like, dude, don't feed into the trolls.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, the only thing you're doing is making it worse.
Yep.
The people who didn't like it now are going to hate it even more because you're trying to justify shit.
And you're just engaging them in conversation.
Yeah, you just...
If you just ignore them...
Yes, you just... Or you just say, look, this is the movie, I'm sorry.
Yep.
You know, there's no secret cut of this film that we're hiding from you, like DC does.
Right.
It is what it is. I'm sorry you don't like it.
Yep. Thanks for the money.
That's right. Thanks for the $1.3 billion. By the way, go see Solo. In May, I think.
Mm-hmm. In May-ish.
May, kind of.
That's what they should. They should change the movie poster so it says Solo 2018-ish.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
That shit would be funny as hell. Oh, good times.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So how was the return of Will Ferrell on SNL last night?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have they played out the whole political thing yet?
Oh, yeah, because he did the cold open as George W.
Right.
And, you know, kind of reminding people that now he, you know, doesn't seem that he was all that bad. I got to say unmemorable.
Oh, really?
I think the funniest thing about it was the commercial with, what's her name? Leslie.
Okay.
Leslie Jones.
Uh-huh.
Doing all of his old characters, like Harry Carey and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was funny. Rest of this episode, I mean, honestly, I can't remember it.
Wow. That's yeah. Sad.
Well, it's kind of the way SNL has been. I'm sure they were thinking that this was like a big coup for them to get him to come back. And it's like, really? Because what else is he doing?
Well, isn't he promoting a new movie or something?
Oh, is he?
I thought, like, that's why he's been at all the award shows and stuff.
Oh, I have no idea.
Will?
Nah, really following him.
Will Ferrell. He is... he's got two films in post-production, Zeroville, whatever that is,
yeah,
and Holmes and Watson. And I think it's Holmes and Watson that they're...
Holmes and Watson? What's he playing that?
It's a humorous take on Arthur Conan Doyle's classic mysteries featuring Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson.
Oh,
he's playing
crap.
Holmes.
Oh, crap.
John C. Reilly is Watson.
Oh, that's going to suck.
And Ralph, or Rafe, however you want to pronounce it, Fiennes as Moriarty.
Yeah, no, not interested. Thank you. Moving no. on.
Hugh Laurie's in it.
Yeah.
He's a good actor.
Well, yeah. What's he done lately besides Holmes and Watson?
Well, he's been doing something called Chance.
Ooh.
And he was on Veep for a bunch of episodes.
Oh, was he? Never watched it.
Chance is on Hulu.
Oh, well, that'd be why.
A forensic neuropsychiatrist. Yes, you heard that right. A forensic neuropsychiatrist. Reluctantly
with a limp, walks with a cane.
A dangerous and violent world of mistaken identity, police corruption, and mental illness.
Oh, well, that's always fun.
It's Hugh Laurie and Ethan Suplee.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That sounds like a TBS series.
Well, it's Hulu. It's close.
Yeah. All right.
Hulu has some very interesting... Oh, Ethan Suplee gained all the weight back. Oh. Hulu has their original programming really walks the line of bizarre programming. So they did a series called Future Man.
Yeah.
With Josh Hutcherson from
PETA from
yeah.
from yeah, that movie
from
Hunger Games.
From Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Where it's basically the story of Starship Troopers but in first person shooter. He's playing a video game. He beats it. These people come from the future because they're his savior. However, when they show up, he's in the middle of jerking off. And when they pop into his world and they startle him, he shoots his cum all over the guy that's there to recruit him.
Oh.
And they spend the next 5 minutes of the guy going, "He jizzed on me. He fucking jizzed on me." And I was like, okay, I don't think I'm going to be watching the rest of this series.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that's the kind of quality entertainment that Hulu is putting out. Now, maybe some people
really?
Are listening to this and being like, that sounds fucking awesome. Go watch it. It was not my cup of tea.
Wow. Yeah, no thanks.
So no Holmes and Watson for you?
No.
It's coming out in November.
Yeah. Oh, see, I got lots to do in November. Sorry.
What's Zeroville? Let's see. What is this? A young actor arrives in Hollywood in 1969 during a transitional time in the industry. Directed by James Franco. Starring James Franco. Dave Franco.
So do you think this is that movie is going to get shelved after what's going on with him now?
No, I don't think... I don't think that the Franco train stops.
Really?
Yeah. I really don't. I mean, it's... When is this supposed to be coming out? Okay, just sometime this year. I don't know. Because it's got all the usual suspects in it. It's got Seth Rogen, Danny McBride, Craig Robinson. Basically the who's who of James Franco's friends.
The stoners.
Yeah. I think you market it as a Seth Rogen film or a Dave Franco film. If they're going to do it, I don't know. I just think it's...
I mean, because at the rate they're going, there are going to be no male stars left in Hollywood.
Well, no, but...
So, you know, suddenly Jodie Foster is back.
I don't think you see... Like the Franco fallout has not been half as bad as like Kevin Spacey or Weinstein or any of those.
Well, he got photoshopped out of the cover of Vanity Fair for the Oscars. That's a big thing.
Who, James Franco?
Yes.
Oh. Well, he wasn't. They didn't nominate him for Disaster Artist.
Yeah. But the Vanity Fair cover also has Oprah has three hands and Reese Witherspoon has three legs.
No, really?
They did such a shit job of photoshopping it.
Oh, I gotta see this. Oscar.
Vanity Fair. Oscars.
Vanity Fair. 2018. Cover? Maybe? Images. Where's oh, it's all females?
No, there's it's one of those fold out covers.
Oh, maybe I'm looking at this one. No. Where the fuck is Oprah? Oh, okay, here we go. So Oprah's got three hands?
Yeah. Type in Oprah three hands. Okay. I'm serious.
All right. Oprah three hands. Here's something I never thought I'd be doing. Okay. Oh, I see the three legs.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty obvious. They're saying, no, it's the back of the dress.
No, that's an extra leg.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, what a shame.
Fired.
I mean, that's just basic photoshopping.
Yes.
At that point.
And look at how big Oprah looks in that picture.
Yeah, that's not a flattering picture.
I mean, she's, you know, she's smuggling basketballs under her shirt.
Well, if you had that much money, you wouldn't care either.
I guess. Well, but now that she's got her new diet...
But see, that's program. That's the other thing. Like, as a rich person, you got to work to be fat. Because you literally have all the money in the world not to be fat.
Yeah.
You can hire a nutritionist. You can hire a training coach. You can hire all these people. You have to work to be fat in,
right,
as a rich person. It's like fat basketball players.
Really? Really? Like, you know, Kevin James, Artie Lang.
What I'm saying, like, the only person to blame for Kevin...
Kevin James is
Kevin James. Because if
I don't think he's blaming anybody else.
Well, but I mean, but if you had that much money, you would be thin.
So you're saying he doesn't want to be thin?
That's right. He wants.
He would
to be
lose
fat.
The funny if he lost weight.
Well, if that's what his funny is, then that's sad.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, if you must.
It's like fat basketball players. You have to work to be a fat basketball player because you're literally running up and down the court all day long. Just saying. Wow. I want to meet the guy that photoshopped that.
Give him a job.
And be like, did you not see the second hand? Like, what are you doing? Poor Tom Hanks. As long as nobody ever says that Tom Hanks is a creep.
Yeah.
It's like him, Keanu Reeves. There are certain actors where you're just like, as long as nobody says that they're fucked up, we're okay. Ah, good times. Did you see the video of Tom Cruise breaking his ankle?
Yes.
So the amazing part is, like, the dude's in his 50s. He's still doing all these stunts. Apparently he makes them hire a stunt guy just so that nobody's losing out on work. Like, if you didn't know about the Scientology thing,
right,
you would think that Tom Cruise is one of the most down-to-earth sane guys in Hollywood, but the Scientology thing just kind of makes you be like, what the fuck? So from what I've heard from people is that if you work with him on a movie, he gets to know who you are, shit about you, your family and stuff like that. And if you work with him again, a couple of years down the road, he will remember all those details about you.
Well, yeah, because he's trying to recruit you into Scientology.
Well, maybe. It still shows what kind of a guy he is. Goes running across this rooftop and just wrecks his ankle on the building across that he was supposed to be jumping on. And then finishes the take.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That video is painful.
Yes. And they slow it down. And they show you where his ankle pretty much bends in half. Poor Tom Cruise. Maybe this is just his wake up call of like, maybe you should not do action films anymore.
Or maybe you should just use your stunt double, dumbass.
Well, that too.
I mean, what if he missed? Holy shit.
Well, I mean, just he's wearing a harness.
Yeah, but, oh. You ever been in a harness?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Did you read the Steven Soderbergh thing?
No. Is this the new film made on an iPhone?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I did hear about it.
And he's basically saying that it's the future. Like everybody pretty much has the ability to shoot a film in their pocket now.
Yep.
it captures 4K. And he was like, anybody who has seen this Mosaic, and apparently what it is Mosaic is like a choose your own adventure film. Like you decide where the people go in the story. So they shot a ton of footage and they shot different scenarios that all work out into this film. And it was shot on an iPhone. and I guess he's done it again on something called Unsane. He says he... Oh.
Who could that be? The pharmacy.
Wow. Your weed is ready.
You have a prescription to pick up. Yes.
He says, I think this is the future. Anybody going to see this movie has no idea of the backstory of the production and will have no idea that this was shot on a phone. And he said, that's not part of the conceit. People forget this is a 4K capture. I've seen it 40 feet tall. It looks like velvet. So see, it's possible to make a film with your iPhone.
But how much memory do you need on your iPhone to do that?
Well, you would pretty much have to dump the files as you were working throughout the
right.
day. But an iPhone and a laptop and you can capture the world. I mean, it probably also helps where you have like studio quality lighting.
Yeah.
And set design and all that kind of shit. But you're still going to have to capture the audio separately and sync it up later because you still can't do that on an iPhone. They make microphones that plug in, but you're not going to want to use that audio.
Right.
It'd be interesting to see if he did like rack focus and stuff because that shit's hard in an iPhone.
Don't you just run up towards something?
Sure.
You just don't hold the phone out and go, ooh, ooh.
Well, that's the way you do it.
Okay.
Ah, good times. All right, you got anything else for this week?
No.
Okay. Well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
That's it. Go now. Turn it off.